Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. That's right.
Yeah.
You know what that song means.
Wet Day Carol.
The Wet Day Carol.
The number one Wet Day Carol.
It is the number one. I mean, obviously there's others.
Number one with a bullet, of course.
But everyone, this is the...
This is our Wet Day special, of course, and we're out on Wet Day itself.
This is the All I Want for Christmas Is You of Wet Day.
Yes, true. Yeah, hopefully on Wet Day it'll rise back up to number one every year.
Every year, just like All I Want for Christmas Is You does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Around Christmas time. Let me get to the catchphrase. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, so cram them in and watch me blush. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you,
blush,
to
maybe?
You're in all cakes. Could be bloosh. Bluish? Maybe
bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Cram them together, watch me blush.
Bluish. Watch me.
Watch me, Bluesh.
Bluesh. Maybe they're talking about Jim Belushi. Watch me, Bluesh.
I hope so. Oh, I pray they're talking about Jim Belushi.
If you're talking about Wet Day, you're talking about Jim Belushi.
Oh, he loves wet. You know why? Because he smokes cigars.
Yep.
The end of that cigar,
very wet.
It's sopping wet.
From his saliva, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
He's no Bill Clinton.
He did not inhale.
He did
other things with those cigars.
That's right. He played saxophone in the City Hall show.
That's right. He played saxophone with a cigar once.
Wait. Like a cigar backed him up?
Yeah, exactly. On the flute.
On the flute?
Yep. He only wanted to play something that looked like himself.
You ever seen a cigar kick the chute, then play the flute?
I don't believe I have. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. And of course, you know the gentleman that is here for Wet Day. If you're celebrating Wet Day today, of course, you knew he'd be back. He is a stand-up comedian extraordinaire. Hmm. You hear his voice every year on the Comedy Bang Bang Best Ofs. And he is here for Wet Day.
Yeah.
And that's it. Two things that he does.
That's it.
I cannot think of a single other thing.
I'm struggling to think of a third thing.
A third thing. You know, comedy is best in threes, and yet I cannot think of a third thing.
I'm taking the Andy Kindler rule on this, and a third thing.
And a third thing, yes. Paul F. Tompkins is here.
Hi, happy Wet Day to all, and to all a wet night.
Oh, I hope everyone has a wet night tonight.
Boy, I miss those wet
Although, wet day eve, shouldn't that be a wet night?
It should be.
At the end of Wet Day, you're pretty much tuckered out with wetness.
Do we consider Wet Day Eve the night before or the stroke of midnight?
Oh, until 6 a.m. Wet Day?
Yeah.
Until the sun rises? I don't know.
No, I think just the stroke of midnight.
Okay, so literally just midnight. And
after
that
12th, bong, it's over.
For 1 second.
Now it's Wet Day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, because it's a holiday. It has its own traditions.
Let's talk about some of them.
Let's get into it. Let's teach the controversy.
We talked about it last year when we celebrated Wet Day. It's a relatively new holiday.
Yes.
Of course, we string together popcorn and ice cubes.
Yes.
We place a wet tree outside our house
That's right.
or apartment. That's right. And then we open the window and we bend it so it leans inside.
Yes.
The primary thing is that the tree has to be wet. Not the wettest tree,
no.
but a wet tree.
Wet
just
tree.
The
it's
wettest
be wet
tree
enough
you
that
find.
You would say that tree's wet.
Yeah. And no one can bring in a wetter tree that is in your peripheral vision. Like you can't just like settle on a wet tree. Meanwhile, there's a wetter tree over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poseidon, the Greek god, is the patron saint of wet days.
Of course. He is. Yes.
And now we know Jim Belushi also is one of the.
He's one of the symbols of wet day for sure.
Like
for the wet day parade.
Yes, he's the grand marshal.
He's the last guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Poseidon leads it off.
Sure, of course.
He's got a big fire hose.
He's much like the Thanksgiving Day Macy's Day parade.
Thanksgiving Day Macy's Day.
Macy's Day. Yes. Macy's Day is another very popular holiday and that we got to celebrate.
For what? Once a year, Macy's Day is taken over by Thanksgiving Day.
That's a separate holiday. We're not celebrating today, Macy's Day.
But also, you're supposed to keep Macy's Day in your heart all the year round.
Of course, you definitely are. But a lot like how Santa Claus comes out at the end and everyone goes, oh, the fat man himself is it, which I feel is very weird.
Everyone says that?
Yeah. Hey, look, the fat man himself.
I don't like
when... We say the fat man himself for Jim Belushi when he comes
out. I don't
like
when they call Santa the big guy.
Yeah, I don't either.
Santa's not your buddy.
That's reserved for Joe Biden as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Wait, he's the big guy or he calls Santa the big
In
guy?
All those emails, he was referred to as the big guy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not.
Man, I delete them so fast. I didn't even get to that.
No, not the ones he sends you. The ones where they're talking about him.
No, I know. All of them. I
the
delete
Burisma.
Immediately.
Yeah. Anyway. What do we do for wet day? We take a longer shower than usual.
That's right. Drought be damned.
Not too much longer.
No.
No, maybe, I mean, last year we talked about 45 minutes to an hour, but I think we should keep it to maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Do we
minimum or maximum?
Minimum.
Minimum.
Minimum and maximum. It's got to be exactly 30 minutes.
At the stroke of 30 minutes.
Yeah, set a timer.
When you hear that last bong.
You're too good to set a timer? Set a timer.
Set a timer for once in your life.
And set the alert to a grandfather clock.
Yes. Can you do that?
No.
Okay. Hey, iPhone.
Are you kidding me? I would have been doing it. Oh, my God.
Hey, Tim Apple. Let's get on that.
Hey, Tim Apple. We need new ringtones. Look, I have my ringer off. Always, but you know, I would like some new ringtone.
Anytime you get an update, it's like, oh, new emojis. Where's the grandfather clock bonging?
Exactly.
We've been waiting for now.
Exactly.
iPhones have been around since 2008, I believe. We've been waiting for 15 years.
Can I tell you something that I downloaded this app that
Congrats.
Was, well, there's more.
Oh, there's more to this story?
If Whoa. You can believe it. Because it was like the ship's bells.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that would be dong. Fun to like have that on.
That sounds more like a
ding dong. And then you have permission to come aboard.
It's more like a doorbell, I think. I was legitimately trying to imitate what I hear in my head of ding dong. Nope. That's again a doorbell.
What, you can't change from ding dong to ging dong.
You try to imitate these ship smells. Without hearing it, just hear it in your head.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Oh, look what happened to you. We high-fived. But then it doesn't do anything. It doesn't make the sounds.
What's the app do then?
It shows you? Like what? I'm supposed to look at the phone every...
It shows you what?
It shows you what time it is. I think there's like a little...
It shows you what time it
there's
is.
There's like a little noise that's an alert. It shows you how many bells it is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it doesn't like make the sound. And
you
I'm
want
like,
the
why?
Sound.
I want the sound.
All right. Tim Apple, get on that as well.
Which realistically I would have had on for what? A half hour?
Before you're like, God.
Yeah, I can't take this.
Wet Day Carols. That's a big part of Wet
yes,
Day.
Yes, it is.
We played one of them, Wet Ass Pussy, of course, is the number one Wet Day song with a bullet. The Jingle Bells of Wet Day.
Yes. Forget what I said earlier.
There's also WAP Rock, WAP Rock.
That's right.
Like Jingle Bells.
Wapping around the Christmas tree.
Yep.
The Wet Day tree. Excuse me.
We have Gonna Make You Sweat is one of the Wet Day Carols, of course, because you're wet with perspiration.
Yeah, Keith Sweat, also one of the
one of the patron saints, yes.
Yeah.
Bringing in the Sheaves is a Wet Day Carol, because even though it's about wheat, you just change wheat to wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if wheat is ever mentioned in the song, by the way. I think with it,
it's implied, though.
And yeah, well, you, back then, because sheaves were like, everyone knew what sheaves were.
Sure, sheaves of wheat. Yeah. Well, who else has grown sheaves back then? So just, it's implied.
It's
not
gonna be sheaves of broccoli.
It's sheaves of broccoli. It's implied, and so in the implication, wheat is wet.
Yes.
Various covers of these songs also work.
Of course.
The Wet Day Holiday Band.
Mm-hmm.
Wet, wet, wet.
That's right.
Now, wet day gifts. We talked about this a little bit, but
yes, obviously water.
Obviously water, bottled water. And
I think water in any form.
We gave each other bottled water.
Yes, we did.
Upon seeing each other right before the show. We also...
Scott gave me a little Arrowhead bottle, and I gave him a gigantic Sparkletts bottle.
But I gave you a wet car with a wet bow on it. And you...
Unfortunately, the colors of the bow ran because of the wetness.
Yeah, unlike the colors in our flag.
Yeah, that's right. Well, those colors don't run.
Don't.
But it stained the car... Much like those Hondas from that one year where they have the,
those
the
Hondas
sun
from
damage
that one
hood.
Year, of course. Yes. What year was that, I wonder?
I feel like it was the early 90s. I remember Bob Odenkirk had one of those. Get it for a long time.
One pill makes you horny.
The early 90s.
One pill does not do that. But, you know, I'm very pleased to say that we have a listener who created a new Wet Day Carol.
Oh, this is exciting.
And I have not heard this.
A new... This is bold to make a new carol for this holiday.
A new carol. I mean, obviously, we've been celebrating this now for approximately 365 days at this point.
That's exactly
to have a new carol?
Yeah.
But this is Dan Louisel. He made a new wet carol called
"Do They Joke Names."
Do they know it's wet day? Here we go.
Do they know it's wet day? Do they think it's dry? If you're parched and wilted, I'll give you a cry. My tears will help you moisten through the driest hole, and I will help you wet your soul.
Great.
I will help you wet your soul.
Good if it ends there, but we're only halfway through.
Oh,
hey,
day,
a children's choir. I love it.
Wet day. Every time this year, someday will be too soggy, but that's not happened yet. The best that you can get is wet. The best that you can get is wet.
It's wet.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Nice. Very beautiful.
I think that really put me in the season. Let me tell you.
I'm ready for wet day. I mean, the whole bottles of water, we jumped in the pool earlier.
Yes.
As soon as you got here, we were like, everyone in the pool. We ruined our new iPhones.
Oh, yeah. My watch is broken.
We had just given each other the day before.
Absolutely. But now they're wet.
Now they are wet.
Yes.
You have to admit that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
my Italian loafers.
Do you think that Dan, who made that song, do you think he got actual children or just adult women kind of going, ah, la, 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 la?
Like animation style where you get them to play little kids?
Exactly.
Yes.
To both.
Mm-hmm.
He got a broad selection of both.
He got the kids to watch the adult women imitating children.
And then imitated them?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's right. Well, great job, Dan. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
Really good stuff.
And you know what? I'm glad it didn't end on a fade out.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You need to know when the song is over.
So you don't like fade outs in general?
I hate fade outs because I imagine the people singing the song forever.
In eternity up in heaven.
Yes, and somebody has turned it down because it's too gruesome to ponder.
They've been put under some sort of magic spell that forces them to sing forever.
There's somebody, they're like still in a studio singing that song. And the engineer is like, I don't know what to do. They're not going to stop. I'm going to turn this down.
Hey, here's a rule. No fade out songs on wet day. We don't play any of them on wet day.
I love it. Cosign.
Yeah. In fact, If you're making a song for Wet Day, I want like a countdown. Oh. Before a hard ending. I want a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
And it hard ends.
And it has to sound like it's a NASA countdown.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And there has to be like...
It has to be like 10, 10.
Well, not the stumbling over it, but like
10, 9,
that's
8.
By the way, if you're working for NASA and you stumble on 10... You're not coming back next year.
Imagine you're in the capsule, right? And you hear the guy go,
up at 10.
I'd be like, get me out of here.
You ain't getting to one, buddy.
I'd be terrified. What just happened?
So we're recording this in the morning. What are your plans for later on for Wet Day? You're getting together with a fam?
Yes, going to get together with the fam. We're all going to sit in a waiting pool in the front yard. I got one of those big inflatable ones.
Oh, okay.
My own devising. Every year I make my own waiting pool. And then...
When your family comes over, do you toss them a shovel and they're like, what am I, digging my own grave? And then instead...
I say, close, but better.
You're digging your own...
Waiting pool.
Yes. Exactly. Right in the front yard.
Yeah. I pour the cement.
Oh, wow. Okay. You go that far.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So then do you have to rip out the cement?
Yep, absolutely. Oh, wow. Well, I wait till the next day. And sometimes you're like, I hate those neighborhoods where people leave their cement waiting pool up to like March.
Exactly. I mean, this is one
of the next year.
This is one of the great parts, and this is almost a day in of itself, is the day where we break down our Wet Day decorations.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the day after Wet Day. Oh,
it's a little sad. But by the time it rolls around, you're like, okay, good. I'm ready to have my house back to how it was.
Yes.
But you can't beat the feeling. And then, you know, we eat a big wet meal.
Yeah.
It's all soup. And
it's hard to fuck up that being wet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It just comes hand in hand with being soup.
I can say I've never had a soup that I would call dry.
I don't think so.
I've never sent one back. Like, this is a little too dry for me.
Occasionally, like you say, Wet Day food. It's like, hey, bring me the wettest ham you can find.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then
glistening with sweat.
Then it arrives and it's just dry as a bone.
Yeah.
Soup, always going to be wet.
Always going to be wet. Unless like a waiter is like, could I interest you in a dry white soup?
Occasionally I'll get a deconstructed soup and it'll just be a bouillon cube.
Yeah,
it's hey buddy, get the fuck out.
Exactly.
Which is and you one can of the say things that. We say on Wet.
Yes. Yeah. And then of course after we eat, I'm a little sleepy. And so I'll fill up the tub and take a nap in there.
Right. Of course. You're mainly sleepy because it's 11:30 PM by then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've been eating all day long and it's bedtime.
Sure.
So, of course, I end up sleeping all night in the full tub.
In the full tub, yeah.
And my back is fucked.
After one wet day. Your back is already fucked.
I think it's mostly the sleeping in a tub.
Yeah. Oh, have you continued that all year round?
No.
Just one day.
Well, I mean, to sleep a full 8 hours in a bathtub.
Yeah, I love this poem, by the way.
To sleep a full 8 hours in a bathtub. Join me in the porcelain grave. I, who am tired, you, who are not. Together, we seek solace.
I love that poem because it's one guy trying to convince another person, hey, I know you're not tired. Come sleep in the tub with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
And we don't know. And that's the ending, so we don't know if they do it or not.
I know it's not big enough for two people. You're not even tired. Get in here.
No.
Get in here.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
What do you do for Wet Day, Scott? What are your plans?
Well, of course, I go to the wettest places I can find.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
La Brea tar pits.
Of course, try to dip in there. They don't like you to go in there. It's a lot like the fountain at the Grove. They don't like you to jump in.
They don't like you to jump in, but they
allow it.
They condone it.
It's like going to Hearst Castle. They always warn you, like, hey, by the way, you cannot jump in this pool. And there's always someone who jumps in.
Absolutely.
And they're arrested and kicked out.
I think the thing is, if you yell cannonball, they can't arrest you.
Yeah. It's a lot like if you're a cop and someone asks
they
you
have
if you're
to
a cop.
Tell you.
Yeah. If you're diving in, you yell cannonball.
How did that start? If you're a cop, you have to tell me. It's like, do they? I don't think they do.
I think that goes against all of their techniques.
I think you can, if you ask somebody, are you a cop? And the cop can say, no.
I think it's the First Amendment. Right? You a big 1A guy?
We have a right to lie.
Yeah.
I love the First Amendment. It's my second favorite amendment.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go to the wettest places, the La Brea Tar Pits. I go to, of course, the ocean. And
of course, the ocean.
I surf in the morning and I ski at night because that
you
wet
can do
powder.
That in California.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. And
we all do it all the time, by the way.
No.
But we do it a lot.
I mean, I've done it every day for the past 14 years.
I've done it on the weekends, every weekend of my life since living here.
Right.
I love to wake up in the morning. I usually get up around 3 a.m. I go swimming. I go surfing around, I want to say 5.
Yeah, 5 a.m. So that's when the surf is at its best.
Then a lot of the day is spent driving.
Yeah, it's about 8 hours to the slopes.
Yeah, then like 10 p.m. I'm out on the slopes.
Yep. And then 8 hours back. You have time to go one down one bunny hill pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've added a third thing. I like to skeet shoot while I do it.
Oh, that's the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I do the Olympics.
See, here's what I like about the Olympics. They've taken the concept of California, moved everything closer together.
That's right. Yeah. How do you mean, though?
Well, you swim and then you get out and then it's like you can go right to a bike.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you get off the bike. There's a gun right there.
Yeah. Normally great. In California, we separate those things as far apart as we can.
Well, they just ended up being where they are.
Yeah. Do you think that was an accident where they were just like some guy was swimming? He got out and there happened to be a bike lying right mm-hmm. there and a gun. And it was just like, let's turn this into a thing. Yeah. This is serendipity.
I think all of America was a mistake, kind of.
Yeah, in a way. It was like a happy accident. You know,
sometimes not so happy.
And of course, you know, I love to fill up water balloons and I go around to local businesses and I just open the doors and toss water balloons in at all the customers.
And they love it.
They love it.
They know what day it is.
Of course, they know it's wet day. We talked about it last year.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And everyone listens to this and they're on board.
And of course, I've written in mascara wet day on the balloons. And so they know.
Do you know what is another fun thing that I like to do is take all the ink out of a pen and replace it with water.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. And then what I like to do is I like to have those squirt flowers that you put on a lapel. And I put the ink from those pens in those.
Exactly. Still wet.
Yep. It's very wet.
Yeah.
So why do you do it?
It intensifies the prank. I like to do it because I like to pretend I'm writing in invisible ink.
Oh, that's fun. On wet day, that's one of the most
fun. On wet day, that's fun.
Oh, man. Wet day, of course, started approximately 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Was our first wet day. Yeah. And somewhere in the range.
We've been celebrating ever since.
Between 350 and 370 days or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've been celebrating ever since that one day a year.
Yeah, that's right.
We haven't been doing wet year. Now, wet year, that would be too much, right?
When do you think that's ever possible? Like, is there a year in the future?
You know how certain people, they celebrate their birthday week and then their birthday month? I don't think I could take wet week or wet month.
I mean, it's fun to think about.
It's fun to think about, but when you think about the reality of it, suddenly things start to creep in your mind of like, oh, my skin is going to be all pruney the entire month. I mean, one day we love it. We like go, look, I'm an old man to each other.
That's right. That's a big part of what
that's a big part of
look, I'm an old man. And no matter how you identify, that's what you say.
That's what you say.
Look,
yeah.
I'm an old man. If because only an old man has fingers like that.
Woman, non-binary, whatever you are.
Woman, non-binary.
Whatever you are.
I love that Bob Marley song.
Woman, non-binary. Oh, man.
Wet day.
How long do you think will it be a tradition?
Everlasting? What a weird question. Yes, till the end of life on Earth?
So society crumbles. You think, does wet day still exist?
Yes, because we need these things.
Yes.
Sometimes it's all we have to cling to.
That's right. But when the last human life...
Christmas is still around. Nobody gives a shit about God, right?
I don't think so.
No. Who would?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Huh?
Like, wait, the guy up in the sky?
The pig guy?
The pig guy. No, that's Biden. Of course, we talked about it.
The man upstairs?
Who started that? The man upstairs.
I don't know.
What a great colloquialism.
Honestly, that's a thing like that. The first time somebody said it, probably pretty funny.
Pretty funny. You would have laughed your silly butt off.
And then who was the asshole who like stole it and didn't give credit?
Probably his best friend.
Probably his best friend.
A Judas Iscariot type. I bet it was Jesus.
Are you
saying
it was Jesus? Oh, if Jesus said that, I'd be like, dude.
Blessed be the peacemakers. I didn't think to the guy upstairs.
I didn't think I could like you more. But then you're fun? Get out of here.
Do you think he was a fun guy? He seemed kind of mopey.
But that's
I hate talking about Jesus because he's not part of Wet Day. This is not a religion.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not the reason for the season.
No.
And keep the Christ out of Wet Day is what I say. but I think that because
do
it's
you think
somebody,
like Christmas, Wet someday will be an X like Christ is, like Xmas, X Day.
Well, why would it? Because the X stands in for Christ.
Right.
But why there was a reason.
Why did they do? Well, why did they?
Because the Christians were being persecuted.
Oh, so they were sort
and
of
so
like.
They used that as a symbol.
You know, X yeah. day.
That was the best they could come up with. What about two cross lines?
Well, it makes me think of.
No one will crack that code.
Hey, let's make it the thing that he was killed on.
Right.
That big cross. Yeah, I just I mimed it.
But it wasn't a cross. It was an X.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like Xtina.
What is a cross but an X that's a little longer on one end?
Great point. Wait, so yeah. Jesus, I don't think he was fun because the Gospels are four separate accounts of the guy.
And nobody
says he was fun.
Yeah.
There's not
one joke.
There's not one Gospel that's like, well, he's nice, always nice to me.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, most of them are just about like, boy, he was a real jerk when he cursed that fig tree.
And God, everything I do, this guy's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's bad.
What a drag.
He's a little condescending.
No wonder he only had 12 followers.
Yeah. 12 guys you could stand to be around.
I bet he's the kind of guy who would pay for Twitter Blue. Want to get his message out there.
Can we talk to us very briefly about how funny that is?
Of course, yeah.
Like just the crumbling of it. Just the
you were one of the first guys who was like, Mr. President, take this blue check off.
Yeah. And then I realized I could just do it myself.
Oh, you did it yourself? Oh.
Yeah, I changed my username, changed it back.
Oh, okay.
Easy peasy.
I didn't know.
I'm still getting emails that say your verification status is in jeopardy.
Oh, like, no.
Is it really? but yeah, the idea that The blue check mark meant so much to people. First, it was a dismissive thing. People were like, oh, another blue check heard from.
Yeah.
And then when you could pay for it, people were like, give me. And then it's
now
like,
it's dismissive on the other people.
Now it's like, even if you're a celebrity, even if you're a known entity, you have to pay for it. And the people are like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then now I wonder, are people still going to do it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll have to.
If it doesn't put you in, if it doesn't visually put you on par with like some famous entity, why would you pay for it?
Do you think Elon Musk celebrates Wet Day?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either.
I think he needs to be visited by three wet ghosts.
That's right. In wet sheets.
And you know what? Two of them are Ted Danson and what's her name from Creepshow.
What is
and
her
I guess
name?
The third could be Leslie Nielsen because he eventually... Yeah. They buried him up to his neck.
That's right. Who was it in the... What is her name in Creepshow?
I don't remember. All I can see is Ted Danson's waterlogged face.
Yeah, because if you haven't seen Creepshow, he gets buried up to his neck on the beach, and then the tide rolls in. Are we talking Adrienne Barbeau? Or is she in a different part of Creepshow?
I think she's in a different
Christine
part of Creepshow.
Christine Forrest?
Sure.
Why not? And then Leslie Nielsen, of course... the Naked Gun. Sometimes when you're naked, you get wet in the shower, so it makes sense.
It's true. Sometimes when you're naked, nothing happens. Sometimes you get wet in the shower.
Hey, if you're lucky, you get wet. Three wet ghosts, the wettest sheets you can find from water, guys. Let's you know what I mean.
You can do that other stuff, but
sure. But come on. And then they go to Elon Musk's house and they go, dude, you could stand to be a little bit wetter. And then suddenly he just parties with us.
Well, I mean, they spray him with a hose.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a powerful hose. Like,
oh, yeah. Like a fire hose. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like during the civil rights era.
Absolutely. How do you like it? That actually is very fitting to me. And I think I would love it if that happened.
Yeah. Just one day him being sprayed by a hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one day.
On Wet Day. On every wet year day. We gather Elon Musk.
Yes.
We gather him.
We gather him unto our bosom. And then we spray him with a fire hose and it's turned up all the way.
You know who else is a part of Wet Day is Michael Richards, because in UHF he gets sprayed with a fire hose.
I'll take your word for it. I've never seen the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should. Oh, my God, Paul, you need some water?
I do. Isn't that ironic? Don't you think?
Why don't you go get some? We're going to take a break. It is good wet idea. Day. We have
you know what's not wet? My throat right now.
Look, that's not a good thing on wet day. No. We need to get that as wet as it can be. We have a great show. Paul, I know you need to take off, but...
yeah, I can't stand to be here anymore.
We have a couple of brothers here coming up after the break, so...
Brothers?
What's that?
You have brothers coming up?
I have brothers coming up, yeah. Are you sure you can't stick around?
Man, I want to, but I don't think I can.
Yeah, that you have sucks, so many man. Wet day plans.
I wish you told me you had brothers coming on the show.
Brothers, I do. I'm so sorry.
Who else do you have?
That's it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I can leave then.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. We're going to come right back. We'll have some brothers. More wet day celebration. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, welcome back. Wet day special, of course, and Paul F. Tompkins had to go, but we have the aforementioned brothers are here. Very, very exciting. They've been on the show a couple of times before. Please welcome back to the show Ike and Spike Mink Salmon.
Hello.
We're back.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Happy wet day to you both.
I'm going to cut to the chase here.
Oh.
We don't want to go too far before we mention
Let's
something.
Let's stop dancing around it.
Okay, sure.
You got a look in your eye.
I can tell what you're thinking, and you better stop thinking it right now. Stay away from our granddaughter.
Okay, yeah. I like how you were going to say that together and one of you didn't realize what you were going to say. You guys like both kind of like my...
sometimes we go, don't go near
our granddaughter.
Okay, but instead, yeah, so you thought it was a don't go near and
maybe start now with a don't go near, but we started out with a
stay away from
you didn't even get it that time.
I thought I had it.
Try it a third time.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stay away from our granddaughter.
I like it. So wait, so instead of a 3, 2, 1, you do chorus line rules where it's 5, 6, 7, 8?
Well, they have approached us to do a musical.
What? The Mink Salmon Brothers?
Somebody wrote a musical. It involves a granddaughter. They decided in previews... Everyone was too close to the granddaughter, and they said, we need something here.
And we were the perfect people to bring in.
Oh, yeah. I bet they flagged this for you. Just suddenly there was a character that was a granddaughter?
No. The granddaughter existed in the show already.
But everyone was too close to the granddaughter.
It was a blocking issue.
Oh, okay.
We came in to fix the blocking.
Okay, do you have any experience in theatrical productions or?
No.
You got that one together.
This is our first time treading the boards.
And we are hooked.
We love it.
Wait, so you guys are real thespians now. That's, of course, what someone says when there's a 5-minute warning is given.
That's right.
Line.
Line? How often does that happen during a show where someone forgets the lines? I don't think that's... I don't think I've ever seen that recently in a show.
Every performance we are involved in.
What? Every performance you're involved in, someone
something
forgets
about our presence makes people forget their lines.
We remember our lines every time.
We've never messed up.
We've never gone up on lines.
So wait a minute, you guys are in the show as well because you were brought in just to fix the blocking.
We were so good at the blocking. They said we got to get these guys on stage.
Why not have them do what they're teaching?
Ah, okay.
Their presence is undeniable.
So what kind of, what parts are you playing? Are you playing the same part in your alternating lines? Or
we play brothers.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Who make sure the cast stays away
from our granddaughter.
Okay, so is your granddaughter in the actual show?
She is now.
Okay, so you brought the granddaughter to be in the show, and you want everyone to stay away.
Having trouble sounding believable when it wasn't our granddaughter.
We were phoning it in. We didn't care if anyone was near this girl.
We slipped up a few times. People got very close to the granddaughter.
We were eating, of course, at craft services.
Theatrical
craft services.
Usually they just order out from the corner diner or something like that.
Yum! The corner diner.
That takes me back to when we were policemen.
Wait, you guys were policemen?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, ACAB, ACAB.
We were dirty cops. Dirty. That's the first thing you say when you meet a policeman.
Of course.
Come on.
You got balls.
You
got
to know it.
We know it, but wait 3 or 4 lines.
Give us a chance.
Wait, you guys are reading lines right now?
Everything we say is scripted.
Oh, okay. I didn't get a script. So hopefully I'm not throwing you off here.
And you never will.
But
wait, is it a stay away from my script situation?
We don't have time to watermark a script for you.
We know you would leak it. It would get leaked. We cannot have email.
It's being leaked when this podcast comes out.
Wait, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Is he right?
I think he's right. Let's go off script.
Okay. We've never done that before.
Is this still part of the script, by the way?
Yes.
I'm peeking over your shoulder. Okay. Can I just cut to the end here? Okay. Let's go off script. Okay. Yes.
Last page.
Wait, there were 5 pages in between what you were just saying?
In conclusion, stay away from our granddaughter. Lights out. The end.
Wow. Everyone heads to the corner diner.
Let's practice the curtain call.
Okay.
We come out together from opposite wings.
We meet in the middle. We scan the crowd for our granddaughter. Is she there?
She's in the show.
Near her.
We look for our friends in the house seats.
We wave at the comps. We face the comps.
We point to the orchestra.
You wave them first and then face them? Wait, you had your back to them when you were waving?
We face them and say, we were waving at you. We point to the orchestra.
Yes. We say, shh.
Wait, you're telling the orchestra to be quiet?
Yes. Yes.
Usually when you point to the orchestra, it's like, hey, give them a hand.
No, we say, keep that noise away from our granddaughter.
Her little ears are sensitive.
A bassoon could rupture her eardrums.
How young is your granddaughter, by the way? I don't think we've ever asked her.
Stay away from this topic.
Sorry. She's got young ears, though. That's safe to assume.
And you've got a limited amount of time left on this earth if you don't stop talking about our granddaughter.
I mean, we all have a limited amount of time on this earth, don't we?
But yours is very limited.
How limited are we talking?
1 minute.
1 minute. If you look or walk near or even breathe.
Whoa.
Don't breathe our granddaughter.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Here's the things you can't do.
Okay.
Go near.
Talk to.
Listen to.
Listen to.
Be nice to.
Be mean to.
Be indifferent to.
Look at.
Talk to.
I think we got that one.
Smell.
See.
Taste.
Okay, well, I wasn't planning on doing
hear.
That.
Touch.
See as a
pray
ghost?
With.
Pray with. You don't
break
want
to bread with.
Are we running out of things? Which one are you, Mike? Or Spike? Or Ike? Or
you know.
You know and you'll never know.
Fellowship with.
Mm.
Think about.
Be with.
Study.
Ignore.
Photograph.
Film.
Paint.
Sculpt.
Draw.
Sketch.
Caricature.
Not even caricatures? Because, I mean, that's so great when
don't
you
don't caricature our granddaughter.
But what if she's
do not heighten her characteristics in a funny way.
Don't portray her doing one of her favorite hobbies.
Wouldn't she like it? I mean, people pay good money for those.
Yes, she would.
And that's what we're worried about.
Oh.
We don't want our granddaughter to like you more than us.
Oh, is that what this is all about?
We can't draw.
Well, guys, it's easy. You just, I don't know. You
take a look at our drawings.
What do you think?
I mean, they're not museum grade, but... I mean,
shit. I knew it.
Wait,
museum.
I thought we'd undersell him and then he'd say these are museum grade.
So wait.
But he called it out right away.
I mean, these are really, really good, but no, they don't belong in a museum. Only if they belong in a museum, that's the only way.
What if we died 50 years ago?
Would they be museum grade?
I mean.
What if we burnt the edges of the paper, made them a little brown?
Crinkled it up a little bit.
Yeah. Glass case, shadow box, if you will.
I guess. I would put it maybe in a local art show.
And do you think our granddaughter would come and look?
Do you think our granddaughter on a school trip would pause at our paintings?
Would the group move on and she linger?
Maybe
having
I mean
a moment with our drawing,
especially if your names are up there next to it.
Would she sit on the bench and try to replicate the drawing in her Moleskine notebook?
This is beyond my purview. I have no idea what she would do. I don't even know your granddaughter.
Good.
Don't know our granddaughter.
Okay. What is she up to these days? Do you mind just discussing? I mean, she's in school.
We're going to tell you this once, and this is the last time we're going to tell you. Don't ask about our granddaughter.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just...
We'll be very vague.
Yeah.
She's on Earth.
Okay, that's a start.
She breathes oxygen.
Okay, good.
She has to eat to survive.
Okay.
She must drink water every 3 days.
Not very often. So don't go hanging around water fountains. You won't see her.
Okay.
You're not going to see her by a pond in the Serengeti with the other animals.
I mean, this is wet day. I hope she's around some water today.
What's wet day?
What? You guys were here on our last wet day.
No, we weren't.
We were.
Yes, you were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, you were.
No, we weren't.
You were, and I don't want to prove it to you.
Proof.
Show us proof.
Proof.
Here, let me type up Comedy Bang Bang Wet Day, Mink Salmon. There, see, you were on last year's episode.
You just typed this.
This is a document you made.
You started to sound like somebody else.
You sounded like somebody else since the beginning, I have to say.
Who? I always sound exactly like me.
We love sounding like someone else, don't we, folks?
Give it up for someone else when you sound like them, folks.
Very good. I'm sensing the pain within you guys. Does your granddaughter not talk to you anymore?
Rephrase the question so it's about us and not our granddaughter.
Are you upset that your granddaughter doesn't speak to you, it seems?
Yes.
This is hard. It's hard for a grandfather or a couple of grandfathers to take.
We told so many people to stay away from our granddaughter that she is now staying away from us.
No, the ultimate irony.
She said, and I quote, I'm staying away from my grandfather.
No, no. That's exactly what you didn't want.
Yes. We are not allowed to look at her.
Listen to her.
Touch her.
Taste her.
Hopefully you weren't doing that before.
Take communion with.
Pray with her.
I get all the stuff that you guys talked about before. Yeah, that's I understand. Right.
Yeah, right.
This is terrible. Yeah, right. So she's cut off all ties.
She has.
This is awful. How does her mother feel about this?
Who?
Or father?
Who?
We stay away from her parents.
Okay. We don't know who her parents are, and we never will. She's our granddaughter.
I almost feel like that's impossible, but I don't want to get too into it.
We don't know our children.
What is impossible about two grandfathers not knowing who their granddaughter's parents are?
You're right. Okay. I don't want to delve too deep. But
all things are possible through Christ.
Oh, you guys are religious too?
No.
No. But we've heard that's true.
The word on the street is all things are possible through Christ.
Okay, well, I guess so, but this is a sad story, guys. I mean, I can spike your...
Have you seen our granddaughter?
Usually when you ask that, it's so I can stay away from her.
Get us near our granddaughter.
Well, I mean... If I can have access to her somehow, I mean, this is the problem. You want me to stay away from her. This is a catch-22. Have you ever heard one of those?
Yes.
It's like a COVID-19, but three more?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess.
We both have catch-22.
Yeah. We both caught catch-22. And we didn't want to give it to our granddaughter.
Yeah. I mean, that's... this is a terrible situation because you want to be close to her, but... I mean, you almost are like making yourself stay away from her.
It's a bit of both.
Both things are true. But have you seen our granddaughter? Could you point?
I don't know
could
anything.
Could you point her out to us?
I don't know anything about her.
Here's some photos.
Oh my God.
Will you tell us?
These are several granddaughters. Can you out our granddaughter?
You've laid out 200 photos on the table.
Okay.
Can I pick one, and then you do a let's make a deal kind of thing where you eliminate 198 of them?
Yes. Okay. Is this our granddaughter?
I mean, that is child
from... It's a simple yes or no
question. That's a child from India, so I'm going to say no, but I have no idea.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Is this our granddaughter?
It's Matilda.
It's Matilda from the movie Matilda.
It's Matilda from the movie Matilda.
Is that her?
No, I don't think that Matilda, especially since that was the...
So there goes 100 of them.
Oh, so 100
a lot
of
these
were
pictures
Matilda?
Of Matilda from different angles.
All right, let's make a deal.
We're shuffling up the remaining picture.
Okay, all right. Oh, fanning out the pictures. Amazing.
Wow. We're also magicians.
You're magicians?
Look in your shirt.
Oh, my God. It's my body.
Yes.
That's right.
Voila.
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 Va-va-voom. Voila. Ta-da.
Ta-dum. The Netflix sound.
That's magic. Hollywood magic, though.
It is.
It is. Yeah,
Ted
wow.
Sarandos, the ultimate magician.
I always said that. All right, so we're trying to narrow down your granddaughter. There's now 100 pictures in front of me.
Give
only 75 of Matilda.
Okay, get rid of the Matildas.
Okay.
Okay, 25 pictures left.
25 photos.
Okay.
Hardly any are Matilda.
Okay. It looks to be about 20 of these are Matilda.
Okay, we're down to 5. Okay, 5 photos.
Okay, 4 of these are Matilda.
Okay, right. Who is that?
That's your granddaughter.
Oh, my God.
Now we know what
God.
She looks like.
Gorgeous.
Now I know what she looks like.
She's beautiful.
Like.
Don't look.
Don't
stop
you look
looking.
At this picture of our granddaughter.
Let us look.
Oh. Why is she dressed like Matilda?
Wait, this is Matilda?
Oh, no.
Oh, this shit. Is Matilda again.
Now shit. We still don't know what our granddaughter looks like.
Damn it.
Are you guys Matilda fans?
It's all
it
right.
It's fine.
Look, I don't know that there's a solution for this. I mean, I obviously want to help you find your granddaughter, but I'm not allowed around her. I have no idea what she's like. You wouldn't tell me anything about her last time you were on the show.
We have really created this hell for ourselves.
We are in a prison of our own making.
I wonder if there's something we could offer on air right now that could lure our granddaughter.
Some kind of granddaughter reward.
Yes.
What did she like? Maybe you could offer
swinging.
She's swinging.
Seesaws.
Okay.
Slides. Sandbox.
All the S's.
Slippery slides.
Oh, well, it's wet day. Of course, it's a slippery
no
slide.
No man building.
Not sex, next. Scott. Okay.
She's too young.
Is she 18?
Maybe.
Which is not enough.
Not enough.
No.
Okay.
You're still not emotionally developed enough to have.
Should we
a
raise the age of consent? Are you guys?
Person.
You guys are in favor of raging the age? Raging
the age
of consent.
Rage the age of congent.
That's my favorite band.
Despite all my age, I'm still a rage in a cage.
So you guys are, I mean.
We will be at the 3rd Street Playground this afternoon.
I love that playground.
Spray painted silver and gold. Pretending to be robots.
Whistles in your mouth.
Yep. Toot toot.
Beep beep.
That's what you hope the cars who pass by will honk their horns. And
we're asking our granddaughter, whatever she looks like, whatever her name is.
Wherever on earth she is.
To show up and have one last play date with her granddaughter.
Oh, I hope she comes by.
We'll put her on the swing.
We'll get on the other side of the seesaw.
We'll let her assist us in making a garden hose into a trap.
What?
You punch holes in a garden hose. You put nails through it. Then you can stretch it across a highway and give an oncoming car flat tires.
Why are you going to do that? I It seems like a weird thing to do with your granddaughter.
Don't ask questions that concern our granddaughter, even tangentially.
I beg your pardon.
We throw the hose out across the street if there is a high-speed chase. We're cops, after all.
Oh, that, I forgot.
Remember?
So you jerry-rig a high-speed chase trap. Just
if
in case
it's needed, it, we have
we
it.
Have
it.
We have it. It. Okay.
You guys lost interest in that sentence as you were doing it together.
We realized it was private.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We didn't want to tell you.
Look, if you're the mink salmon granddaughter, these guys, they miss you. They love you.
We love to meet you. We stay away from our granddaughter.
Yeah, they want one last play
to treat others the way you want them to treat you.
The golden rule.
It's the granddaughter rule.
Yeah.
Yes.
They want one last day. Who knows how long these guys have left on Earth, you know?
75 years.
Yes. 75 years from now?
More. Yeah. 75 more years.
I don't know about that, guys.
75.
How old are you now?
75.
So you want to be 150?
We will be 150.
And how old will your granddaughter be?
100.
She's 25 years old? She's old enough for sex.
No.
Stop thinking about sex with our granddaughter.
You brought it up first.
Wait, did we?
Yeah, we said not sex.
We said not sex. That's not the same as bringing up having sex with her.
Okay, I don't know, guys.
Please.
We're begging
you. We're desperate. Imagine being 145 and not having any contact with your granddaughter.
And knowing you only got 5 years left.
And she's 70 years old.
That's right. We got the math down.
Well, guys, I hope this works out for you. I mean, there's no better platform to get your message out there. It's a sad story, but it is a happy day. Otherwise, it's wet day.
It is wet day.
Remember it?
No.
Talking about the garden hose jogged my memory a little bit.
Yeah, we were here last time. That's a real page on the internet.
Okay. Well, look, we have to take a break, okay? Can you guys stick around? It's wet day, after all.
Yes.
All right, great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I can spike Mink Salmon will be here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Ike and Spike Mink Salmon are here, of course.
Tell us the whereabouts of our granddaughter.
I know you were furiously texting during the break. Or who are you communicating with?
Each other.
Oh, you were right next to each other.
Well, we like to ask if the other one's seen her.
You can't speak emojis. And we like to use
that's
emojis.
That's a good point.
We love the little cat with hard eyes.
I like the little demon guy. Not the winky purple demon, but the red and black guy who's kind of scary.
Yes.
Right.
You know, they come out with new emojis all the time. What about a grandfather clock sound?
Please.
An emoji that's a grandfather clock sound?
They've been out since 2008. They've been making app after app after app. Could they possibly make a grandfather clock?
We're grandfathers. We'd love to have our own clock on the phone.
Yes.
I mean, I can only imagine if you're a grandfather, then you would only want grandfather clocks.
All of our clocks are grandfather clocks.
How noisy is your house?
Very
noisy.
Because they're all set to different times.
Why do that? Just love the sound.
We love the sound of the grandfather clock. It reminds us that we're grandfathers.
Yes. Gling glong.
I'm a grandfather. Gling glong.
Oop, what am I, grandfather?
Look at our watches.
Oh, my God. These are little tiny miniature grandfather clocks.
Yes, they're wooden.
And they're sticking up perpendicular to your wrist.
That's right.
Yeah. Those are dangerous. They're pointed at the top.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when you're not bringing us our granddaughter.
Oh, wait, now you want me around your granddaughter to bring her to you.
Stay away from our granddaughter.
There's no way out of this.
But find her.
This is untenable.
From afar and point us to her.
Bring her to us with
information. Luring her from far away.
Don't lure our granddaughter.
Okay, do not.
She's 25 years old. Trying to think of what 25 years.
Lure our granddaughter. Don't trap our granddaughter.
Don't ensnare our granddaughter.
Don't tie up our granddaughter.
Don't throw a bag over our granddaughter's head.
Don't put our granddaughter roughly in the back of a van.
Don't dig a hole, cover it with leaves and twigs, and make our granddaughter fall into it.
Don't bear trap our granddaughter.
Don't throw a net over our granddaughter.
Don't tie our granddaughter up and put her on the train tracks.
Don't paint a door on the side of a cliff and make our granddaughter walk into it, causing her face to become flat. Then she shakes her head out and her face is normal again.
Don't drop a piano on our granddaughter.
Don't buy TNT from a store and try to blow up our granddaughter.
Don't shoot our granddaughter with a gun, but your gun's clogged and it blows out and spreads out into little
tendrils.
Tendrils. But ends up hurting you.
Actually, that one you could do.
Do that one.
From a distance.
Please do that
one. Okay, I'll try to do that one.
Hey, I'm shot. Excuse me.
Who's this? Our granddaughter?
Granddaughter. No, I'm sorry. I'm just handing out these flyers.
Sir, we're in the middle of a show here.
I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of something myself. So take one of these flyers.
No, sorry. We're doing a podcast. Do you know what a podcast is, sir? We're in the middle of a podcast. Bruce Springsteen and Obama? You ever hear them?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They don't mean much to me.
Serial, Adnan, he just went back to jail.
I don't believe in. I thought he was guilty.
This is a podcast, sir. We're recording. You're ruining the show.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sorry. I'll be out of your hair in just a couple of seconds.
Do I know you?
Yeah, I don't know if you know me. I'm Pudge. Hey, listen,
Pudge.
I'm Pudge. I'm looking for my two golden retrievers.
Yeah, Pudge. Remember me, Scott Aukerman? Remember me? You were out there on the East Coast.
Nah, I don't remember you
in Medford. Do you remember Medford?
Nah,
Boston.
I'm from Medford, so I know that's where my dogs got lost.
That was in August.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Nice math. Okay, listen, I'm looking.
Nice
for,
math.
Yeah, that was. If you take a look at the flyer,
April minus August equals not today.
Not interested in being part of this show. Okay.
Okay. So well, we're
take mean, a quick look at these. I'm going house to house.
These are Matilda.
These no, flip it over.
Oh wait, these are their pictures, but you just drew a stick figure of a dog with a tail.
Not a stick figure. That's a golden retriever. That's two golden retrievers. Sweet Caroline. And
it looks more like a rabbit.
And they come into America. Those are my two golden retrievers. I haven't seen them in a long time. It's fucking serious business to me. I'm not interested in being part of
your
comedy.
Did you lose them out here? I mean, the last time we saw you,
I lost them in Medford, Massachusetts.
Right. And then we saw you up in was it Rhode Island or?
No, it was Portland.
Maine.
But I was all over the East Coast. I've been going house to house since then.
You've been to every house in between Maine and California?
I can't tell you I've been to every fucking house, Scott. That's not what I'm claiming. And nobody said that. You said that. Stop putting words in my mouth. I've been to, I don't know, millions. I don't know.
hundreds of millions of houses.
Probably hundreds of millions of houses. That's why I ran out of flyers. I'm grabbing whatever I can and drawing my dogs on the back of them.
I don't know that we've seen. By the way, this is Ike and Spike Ming saying.
Hi, Ike and Spike.
We would love if you find your dogs to bring them to our granddaughter.
I'd let me.
As like listen, a gift?
I combine your dogs with our granddaughter and bring the three of them to us.
You want me to combine my dogs with your granddaughter?
Not molecularly.
Not like
let
a fly
your dogs
situation.
No. Sniff out our granddaughter, track her down, and bring her to us.
It's funny you say that. They
here
do have
are
good
tendrils of our granddaughter's hair, clothes, and
so you know the word tendrils now.
Listen, I haven't found my
dog. I didn't
dogs
mean to use
before you answer, take a couple tendrils to think about it.
Tendrils?
Once I learn a word, I use it. I use that shit. Tendrils.
My brother has a passive vocabulary, which means he knows a lot of words, but maybe hasn't said them out loud before.
And when I hear them, they stick.
They stick.
I get that. I understand. I've learned a few words lately, too. I learned.
Name three.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
You didn't know hot dog before?
What
I
were
just
you eating at the ballpark?
What's that?
What were you eating at the ballpark?
Pretzel.
Which it had meat?
It was a hot dog filled pretzel.
What he's trying to say is, was it a straight meat pretzel?
No, it was a pretzel.
What did you order?
Don't bring up straight meat pretzels in front of our granddaughter.
It was a hot dog pretzel. You've never had one of those?
No. How did you order it? How did when you got to the front?
If you didn't know the word hot dog.
I said, I'll take that pretzel. And they said, which one? And I said, the one with the pink inside.
And did they say, that's a hot dog?
No, they didn't explain it.
They never explained to
no,
you that
the
it
guy
was a
next
hot
to
dog
me. Gary,
did he shake his head and go, whatever?
I shook my
not
head.
My business. Did he
I
do
hate
that
when they do that.
Did he like do a circular motion next to his brain?
Yeah,
did he
like
hold up a picture of a baseball with a screw and a plus sign?
That's right. Yeah.
He covered his base. I mean, it's apropos at a ballpark, I guess.
Yeah, listen, yeah, I'm not. I'm
two
not
other
here to,
ones. Two
I don't
want
to argue with you. You
two other know words.
Oh, my two other words?
Yeah, that you didn't know.
Hot dog,
Avatar?
Effervescence.
Effervescence, okay.
That's
yeah
all right.
And
what did you
avatar
think when you were drinking ginger ale?
I just call it sweet, bubbly, golden juice.
And what was the third
why didn't you call it ginger ale?
What do you order when you're on a plane?
I don't know what ginger ale means. And Avatar.
Hmm.
Okay.
Avatar. The Way of Water.
Avatar. Yeah, Avatar 2.
By the way, when that came out in December, I was so excited because I knew that would be the official Wet Day movie.
Because it would last until Wet Day?
Yeah, and The Way of Water, of course.
God, it was long.
I haven't seen it.
We sat through that movie asking people.
You guys are film buffs, right?
We love cinema.
We love cinema.
Oh, you should be on Scott Hasn't Seen at some point.
We should.
We absolutely should. Are there any movies about granddaughters?
I'll find one. Don't worry.
Please.
This is Pudge's time.
No, hey, Pudge. No, I'm fine. I'm just drawing out a new picture. So, because
this
guys,
doesn't, this, I mean, this has wings. This, I mean,
yeah, well, in a lot
wait,
of ways,
what is that? That's a can. Oh, it's a Red Bull. Why are you drawing a Red Bull with wings on it?
I work for a new, an agency, and I, on my spare time, I'm trying to come up with new ads for Red Bull.
That's an old ad. Wait, what they already, have they already did this.
They have Red Bull has gives you wings?
Yes, oh, yes. Fuck. It's a classic Red Bull.
They, are you kidding me? The yeah. one thing I...
this is your one idea? How'd you get the idea?
I saw something on TV. That was like a little cartoon, yeah. something like that.
What no, have you been up to, fine. Pudge? I mean, I know you're looking for
nothing.
Your...
I've been working. I've been trying to work. I got to go back and forth. So on the weekends, I come and I look for my dogs, my fucking golden retrievers.
So you only do it on the weekends. You visit hundreds of millions of houses.
I do it on the weekends, but also periodically throughout the week.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Three, four, eight, five. 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
And my wife is pissed.
Oh, I didn't know you were married.
Yeah. Oh. Jenny. Big girl.
What does that mean?
Tall.
Oh, okay.
Pretty
how tall?
Large. 4'3"?
4'3"?
4'3"? Big girl.
That's not tall.
Big girl. Drives a van. Yeah, that custom made van.
They, so you know, hopefully they didn't make the entire van, just the seat.
No, the whole thing's custom made. Whole thing. It's not even technically a van. It's a tractor.
Okay.
It's a tractor that they had to put a tent or like a metal tent over. Okay. But she loves it. I support her.
Good. Well, you love your wife.
I love her.
Are you a wife guy, would you say?
You love your curvy wife.
She is not curvy at all.
She's kind of a sphere.
Not just one big curve.
Sharp as hell. She's very cornered.
Oh, really?
Very
okay.
cornered.
She's a square.
Jagged edge.
Yeah. She wear, what do you call those things you put
shoulders.
On?
Shoulders.
You're touching your shoulders. I think that's why I said that.
No, I'm sorry. I had an itch.
Yeah, what's going on with your show? What's going on? Why are you so itchy?
No, I got... some sort of bug.
A bug on your shoulder?
Yeah, you can see it's like burrowed in. I saw it's like a worm.
There's one big bug kind of
that's
digging
like a scarab beetle or
I
something.
I can see you moving around.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, I love you. It looks like I'm like a pirate with a parrot, except I'm just a normal guy
a flesh
with
parrot.
A fucking beetle on my
shoulder.
It looks
like a giant tattoo, but it's a real bug.
That's a real bug. Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's anyway. Like gnawing away in there, too.
Well, I'm not going to... Who
I
am
I? I can hear it. I can hear it chewing.
It's like the click, click, click sound of its jaws.
It just burped.
Yeah. It said, excuse me.
It's polite.
At the very least. If you got to be...
Well, that bug was brought up well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been there for a while, so we've had to kind of live
a symbiotic
together.
Relationship.
Yeah, so yeah.
What do you get out of it?
I'm polite to it. It'll feed...
Manners. He learns manners, right?
Okay. It's been teaching
it's
me
like
etiquette.
Jiminy Cricket, but it lives under your skin.
It's halfway in. It teaches me manners. It teaches like it gets mad. It says I curse too much. Well, so I'm trying to learn how not to curse. Like, watch what happens if I curse.
Let's watch what happens live.
All right. Oh, fuck.
Ugh.
Oh,
see
God.
What that is?
A little chunk of flesh just came out of your shoulder.
Yeah. It chews every time I do something wrong, bad etiquette, it chews a little. Piece of flesh and spits it right out in front of me.
Yeah, it spit it right, and it didn't say excuse me that time.
It spit
it on my floor too.
It's in teacher mode. Okay. It's in teacher mode, so it's not gonna be polite when it's
teacher
in teacher mode,
mode. Engaged.
That's right. Listen, so I've been busy. My wife's driving me around in a tractor with a metal tent, and we're trying to do our best to find my dogs. I don't want to bother you guys.
You're not bothering us. It's actually good to talk to you.
No, it feels like I'm bothering you.
I feel like the last time I saw you, you gave your phone number out, and a lot of people called you.
I got a lot of hints of where my dogs
where your dog might
be.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean,
did anyone mention a granddaughter?
No granddaughters, but... My number's out there if anybody sees their
why don't you just say it again?
Yeah.
I mean, you want people to 3-1 give tips of where... Yeah?
But this is only if you see my two dogs, Sweet Caroline And
they're coming to America.
They come into America.
Right.
By the way, one's a female, one's a male. Can you guess which one?
Caroline would be the female, I would imagine.
Wrong.
Wow. Twist.
I know. Twist. That's a twist. But my daughter had named him. She didn't know at the time.
Does she have a daughter?
Does she have a daughter? Good question.
I don't know if you remember this. I'm just realizing this right now, but my daughter did go missing.
Oh, right.
And I've never found her either, but I'm not worried
so
about
she,
her.
Oh, so I'm so... That's, you never found her?
Found your daughter?
Never found my daughter.
Oh, no.
Never found my daughter. But
and now you have a beetle living in your shoulder. He's not doing well.
And you can't find your dogs.
And you said your wife drives around in a tractor with a metal tent? This is tough.
And she's 4'3", 380.
With not looking good for us.
Right?
What? I know my name. And I
know my name.
Okay, we're good.
Let's say our names.
Right. Yeah, this is a tough life for you, Punch.
It's been rough. But again, if you want to let me know if you see their daughter, their granddaughter, I'll let them know. It's 310.
He's
circling back to it.
980.
Really?
4053.
Okay.
Let me know if you see
That's Pudge's number. That's his personal line.
That's my personal
hotline. This is not a service, right?
Hotline. No. It's a hotline. The voicemail is full. It has been full for a while.
Yeah, ever since that last show.
You will not be able to leave a message, but you can ask.
You can text.
You can text any pictures of their granddaughter.
You can sign it up for other things on the internet. Yes. You can enter it into, you know,
you can probably do a reverse search and figure out an address, too.
Yes.
People have done that. Yeah, that's what happened. But let
people
me
have called your parents too, right?
People have called my parents. It's good. Everything's going good. Well, you know, the good thing is I have a beetle chewing off my shoulder, and my wife stands by me.
Yeah,
my wife.
Good for her.
Jenny's standing by me.
Happy wet day, by the way.
Happy wet day. I don't know what the fuck. Ow. I don't know what wet day is.
It's a relatively newer holiday.
The wet day. Well, I had a wet day in college, if you know what I mean.
I don't. Tell us.
No, we don't.
This is part of wet day. We tell our wet day stories.
You tell the wettest story you have.
We had a wet day. We had a wet day in college where you'd wake up in the morning, you'd keep your pajamas on all day, and you'd just drink beers from morning till midnight. You could drink.
I mean, your throat is wet, so that's good, but I don't know.
Is that different than...
This is the wettest story I've ever heard.
No, you just drank... It wasn't called wet day.
Well, no. Okay. Sure.
Would you set an alarm to wake up to begin the beer drinking?
You would, actually. You would actually.
Would you doze off
that
in the middle of the day?
Nope. No naps. If you took a nap, it canceled it.
Oh, you'd have to start over?
You'd have to start over. Mm. Yeah. Why do you care about this?
Well, it's wet day. We tell our wettest stories.
Okay, well, that's my... That's
I would not, say on a scale of one to wet, that's a two.
Is that good?
No. How many numbers are in between one and wet?
Three. So there's one, two, three,
wet.
Yeah, this is a two.
One, two, three, wet.
Five, six, seven,
oh,
eight.
Oh, you won. One, two, three, wet.
You won that time.
I got it that time.
One, two, three, wet. It's a tie.
This one right here is that Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can tell because that's the that's
that
the
has
boy.
A big dog penis.
By the way, they
grotesque penis you've drawn on the back of our Matilda
longer
picture.
Than his legs.
They
kind of pogo sticking around on it. There's some movement in the photo you can see.
Oh, you could
see. Is that one of those holographs?
You did motion lines.
Yeah.
They fuck constantly, by the way.
They do. The two of them? Yeah. Maybe they ran off together. They want to be with you. They don't want you watching them all the time.
Well, I mean, if that's true, that's fine.
Maybe
I'm
they
just
lady
worried
and a tramped
them.
It, you know, with some spaghetti
you
out behind a restaurant.
You think it's called Lady and a Tramp?
Sure, just one of the tramps that she could have engaged with, right? It's not more specific than that, is it?
I just hope they're happy. If they are out there, I'd love somebody to tell me they're happy.
You must miss them.
I miss them daily. We used to spend a lot of time together. We used to.
How much time?
20 minutes
a day.
Well, yeah, or
cumulatively.
We spent 20 minutes together.
Total lifetime.
Yeah, but you've very
spent 20 minutes.
How long did you have these dogs before they ran off?
We had them for a long time.
20 minutes?
No. Well, I spent 20 minutes with them, but I bet you they were 14 years old. They were
14. When did you get them?
Combined.
Combined. Yeah,
seven each.
Of course, combined. Yeah.
Seven each or one?
One was eight and one was six.
Mm. Now, Sweet Caroline was eight.
Okay. But was one 9 and one was 5?
The dollar
card? No. One was 8, one was 6.
1 and 13?
How long did you have these dogs before they ran off?
14 years.
14 Whoa. Years.
14 years. Why do you think I'm so, these dogs meant the world to me. They used to come to work with me.
Meaning they weren't 14 years old. You adopted them when they were 14 and 20 minutes later they ran off.
That's right. That's right.
See this? Why do you miss them?
Because I spent all my time I ever had with them together and then they ran off and I won't.
They didn't like you.
And I'm not going to. How do you know that? How do you know
that? If they liked you, they would have stayed.
What if they got...
If you love something, set them free.
Well...
And if they come back to you, fucking great.
I wanted to hold on to them, but I did... I'm worried.
Were they even around long enough for your wife and daughter to meet these dogs?
And by the way, 20 minutes total? So was it like 12 minutes with one of them, 8 minutes with the other?
I was trying to get them into my wife's tractor car.
With the metal tent.
With the metal tent. And that's when they ran off. That's when they ran off. That's when we lost them. So did my daughter meet them or did my wife meet them technically, like in terms of seeing them or spending any time with them? No.
Any of the five senses?
No.
Did you even adopt them or were they just dogs you saw at someone else's yard and you tried to get them in your tractor with the metal tent?
They weren't in somebody's. No, they were not in somebody else's. Yeah, they didn't. They did have leashes on them, but they were tied up to a bike, to a bike rack outside of a Krispy Kreme, and I was worried about them. And we had a connection, something strong. A
connection was made.
A connection. A connection was made.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll take care of you. And they looked at me like, yeah, let's do it. But as soon as I...
It doesn't sound like they looked at you like that.
No, they looked at me. I could see in their eyes. They were like, the rest of our life is with you. And they had each little... What do they call those? Collars? And they had names on them.
Yep. What were their names?
Sweet Caroline and...
It was. Okay. Yeah.
So you didn't name the dogs. They came pre-named.
Well, I named them verbally.
What did it say on the tags?
14 years old today, and then it gave the date.
Today? That's an expensive tag to get. You're only going to be able to wear it once a year.
So there were no names.
And
on
once
the
in your life.
No, once. You know, they only wore these once. No.
And 14 years old today. And it was together.
Well, technically, I don't know if those were from that day.
Pudge.
No,
you got to move on.
No, I am moving on to the next house where I'm going to try to find these.
Talk about it. You got to move on.
Yeah. Wise words.
No, it means a lot. Like a lot of these houses I go up to and I'm asking for these dogs. They don't treat me with the respect you guys have treated me. So
I would doubt it. I mean, the only reason we're talking to you is you've been on the show before. You lucked out here.
I swear to God. By the way, you got a great neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much. You enjoy it.
I really like your neighborhood. Your house is great. I think you must be really proud of yourself.
I guess. Why? What are you hinting at?
I just think it must be nice.
You can't stay here.
Oh, I mean, it's hot.
Where are you staying while you're out here?
I haven't stopped moving. I don't stay. I stay wherever I am. Jenny, we set up a little thing in the back of the tent, the metal tent on the tractor where we can stay.
We go to Ralph's.
Sort of like Nomadland then.
Is that what? What's that?
Oh, it's a movie. These guys are film buffs. They can tell you.
Nomadland. It won the Oscar.
Beautiful film.
Beautiful film about a lady who shits in a bucket.
Probably one of the most beautiful films about that subject matter.
It is the last word on cinematic bucket shitting.
No more films need to be made.
But, I mean, it's Francis. Sort of an ersatz sequel to Two Girls, One Cup in a way.
Wow.
You're right. We don't shit in a bucket. Right? We don't do that. Jenny is very clean. She's meticulous in the way she keeps that tractor metal tent over it. Very clean. But we are, I don't know. This place is pretty nice.
It seems you stole those dogs and they ran off. Why not
you
just...
You stole those dogs.
Why not just steal two another dog?
Oh, wait. I have two dogs.
Uh-oh.
Why would you bring that up?
I'm realizing that... What? Is this all along? Where's Jenny right now?
Hey, leave it alone.
Have you been distracting me while Jenny steals my dogs?
Whatever. No, don't... Hold on a second.
What are you doing? You're caught.
Hey, Jenny. No, it's Pudge.
No, who I'm on a think favorite it was?
I'm on a... No, this isn't...
Ask her who she thought it was.
Who did you think this was?
Ask her who she thought... Oh.
No, this isn't Derek.
Ask her who Derek is.
Who is Derek? No, tell me, who is Derek?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you think I was Derek?
Trouble in paradise.
Does she have my dogs?
Okay, fine. Hey, did you get...
Oh, he's okay with it.
I don't care what you do with Derek.
Okay, fine.
I'm done talking about Derek. Stop talking about Derek.
She's really rubbing it in his face.
Did you get the dogs or not? Why are you talking about Derek so much?
She's been fucking Derek the whole time. She hasn't gotten my dogs.
You gotta get the dogs. Tell Derek he's got to wait.
The funny thing is, he's the one who brought up Derek. She didn't even want to talk.
I don't want to talk to him. Don't put him on. Don't.
Oh, he's on the phone now.
Hey, Gary.
Do you know Derek Pudge?
Wait. What are you doing with Jenny? Why are you here?
This is devastating.
Pudge's life is just terrible.
The Beatles even listening.
What are you talking about?
The Beatles got a tiny phone of his own.
That's my wife.
Wait, he's on an extension.
The Beatles is the Beatles Derek?
Extension?
Is the Beatle Derek?
Somebody wants to talk to
you.
Derek, why don't you talk to my friend?
The Beatle?
The Beatles, not Derek.
Okay, the Beatles talking to Derek?
Yeah, the Beatles talking to Derek. It is Beatle language.
Is the it knew English when it said, excuse me.
Are the
me.
Beatles friends? Friends with Derek? Or hey, is he reaming him out?
What do you say? Derek, how do you feel
is
about
Derek
that?
A different Beatle?
Beatle to Jenny, Beatle.
Put Jenny back.
This is a Beatle to Beatle conversation?
Put Jenny back on. What do you mean? You want your Beatle to talk to me?
She has a Beatle too.
Three Beatles?
Three Beatles in one household?
Fine. Yeah, I'll put him back on.
Oh, this is about to be.
How do I know it to him? I don't know it to him. I just said him by mistake.
So he might be misgendering his Beatle.
I feel like I'm watching 8 hours of Beatles talking to each other.
What is this, anthology?
No, get back.
Oh, same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Shit.
Wait, if I watched Get Back, I didn't watch Anthology?
If you watch Get Back, you didn't watch Anthology.
Oh, we forgot this part of your personalities, by the way. How's your comedy going?
My phone ran out of juice.
Really good.
Your phone's out of juice?
My phone ran out of juice.
I'm assuming my dogs are safe.
If your phone is out of juice because two Beatles were talking
to each other,
thou shalt not be a redneck.
Oh, yes. We finally got it in.
Oh, my God.
That would be like if the Calvin Striplets were on. They didn't say, you got to laugh.
You're right.
Thou shalt.
Wow.
Was a tough string of condos.
Yeah, hard to listen to.
Sorry, you guys had to hear all that, and your dogs are safe.
Okay, I figured. Yeah, you couldn't pull off a job like that.
I wouldn't want to take your dogs anyway. I know the pain that would cause them.
Yeah.
I'll find my dogs. I will find my goddamn dogs.
Good, and I hope that people give you tips where to find them.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure, like, the day this comes out, you're going to have a...
Yeah.
Pretty rough day with the phone.
Is this the first time the number's been on the free feed?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's tough.
Bad idea.
That's going to be tough.
All right, guys, we're running out of time.
A whole bunch of cheapskates now. Have your number.
We're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. And that, of course, my friends, is a little something called plugs.
Well, I guess we've come to that place again. It's time to stop pretending that we are friends. You're only here for one damn thing: market trends and networking. All I ask is that you please release your plug.
Oh, dear. That was You Can't Plug What's Been Unplugged by Kid Wow and the Sexually Suggestives.
Really beautiful, and then really beautiful at the end. I love that fucking ending.
Guys, what are we plugging? Ike and Spike, what do we have to plug here?
Granddaughters.
The concept, anyone's or just yours?
Ours.
Okay.
And her whereabouts.
Okay. You want to plug her whereabouts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. Yes.
Any TV shows coming out in a couple of weeks that you...
Yeah, we've got HBO Max.
Oh.
HBO
Max. The maximum
Max.
Amount of HBO that you
the
can get.
The most HBO you could possibly get.
Take it to the max.
There's a show called The Other Two.
It's our favorite show.
Our favorite show. There are so many granddaughters involved in the making of this show.
I mean, everyone is a granddaughter.
There's granddaughters both in front and behind the camera.
And we love all of them. And it's the first maybe two episodes, possibly three. I have no idea. Maybe the whole thing on May 4th.
May 4th. That's Star Wars Day.
That is Star Wars Day. And this season is mostly about Star Wars.
Oh, it is. Oh, does do the characters carry lightsabers? And-
all of the stuff.
All of the
all
stuff.
All of the stuff.
From the- all the extra props they had lying around.
Everything we used. We used on the prop. Not we. They used.
We are not. We're the main two.
We're the main
two. We don't have a show. They're the other two.
They're the other two.
Right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, you can go to Big Grande website, too. There's also... A podcast called Exit 43.
Oh.
That has just come out maybe last week.
Okay.
I don't know.
My 43 is Enter Only.
What?
Never mind. Oh.
Am I stupid for not
getting
that?
No, you're not. You're lucky.
Okay.
And if you like watching things, go to paulftompkins.com/video. And if you like going to see things in person, go to paulftompkins.com/live. If you want to go to both of those sites, go to paulftompkins.com.
All right. How about Pudge? What do you want to plug?
Yeah, I just want my dogs back. That's all it is. I want my goddamn dogs back.
Just your dogs. And you want to plug your phone.
And what's that phone number again?
Yeah. Yep. It's 310-980-4053. Fucking call me. Yeah, you're not going to get through to me, but text me if you can. Any pictures of my dogs?
Or your genitals. You'll take that too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Your organs of generation.
Definitely looking for a lot of dick pics. And
definitely.
Definitely looking for a ton of dick pics. I'm fishing for dick pics.
Oh, good.
And does the Beetle have anything he wants to promote?
Yeah, Beetle, you want to plug something? Oh, really, Beetle? Oh, you have a podcast?
Wow, Beetle.
Do you call it?
Wow, Beetle.
Okay.
Wow, so the interviews are a little bit longer, Beetle, instead of like 7 to 9 minutes.
Do people skip the 15 minutes at the top? Yeah, they do.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome, okay. Beetle.
All right, Beetle.
That'll do, Beetle.
I want to plug, of course, the Comedy Bang Bang book is coming out in just 2 weeks. It'll be out. I have a copy right here. We've been flipping through it during the breaks, and it's really good. I hope people get it. You can go to cbbworld.com/book, or you can get it anywhere books are sold. And we also have a few live dates coming up. Next week, we're going to be in L.A. at Largo on April 19th. Doing a book release show, and then we're in New York on the 24th and 25th. Those shows are sold out. Largo, I believe there's still some tickets. And then I'm going to be in Chicago at the Chicago Humanities Festival in conversation. You can go to chicagohumanities.org and you can
finally
get tickets for that.
Finally, a festival for humans.
Finally. Enough ETs at other festivals. This is a festival for humans. So go check those out and get the book, and I think you're going to like it. We want to make sure that we pre-order the book, so the first week sales are through the old roof. All right, here we go. Let's close up the old plug. I'm stalling because it's loading. Close up the old plug bag.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight, and then doors are
Yeah, that was called Drew Tarver Likes to Open Up the Pla Play by Matt Destad.
Nice, Matt.
You like that, huh?
That was good, Matt.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much. I mean, what a special wet day. I can spike. How wet you going to get today, would you say?
Soaked.
I'm going to go sit in a hot tub while it rains. Absolutely housing water.
Yeah, you're going to find somewhere it's raining, because it's not raining here in California.
No, I'm going to go to the nearest cloud.
And I'm going to get one of those inflatable sumo suits, fill it up with water, and jump into the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, congratulations. And Pudge, what
did you get? Did you get him?
Pudge, you're right. Back on the phone.
Oh, no. Did you get the docs? Did you get his docs? No, I don't give a shit what Derek said. Just let it. No. Tell him, no, I don't want to talk. Hey, Derek.
Stealing dogs is so busted.
Okay. All right.
It's so out. 2019.
So busted. I'm coming out. I'm coming. No, it's just three
Remember
guys.
Remember when they stole Lady Gaga's dogs?
Mm. I do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'll come up there that and sucked. I'll grab one too. How, are they good looking
dogs?
He's
getting your dogs.
They're stupid dogs?
Hey.
So they're definitely your dogs.
Hey, double roasted. Just like the chickens I ordered last night.
No. Leave the baby.
The baby. Hey, all right. We're shutting this down. We're shutting this down. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.